everybody, welcome to the Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 48, version 2.0.
Wait, they don't know that?
They don't know that? Well, why would you just have to say that?
They do now.
Fucking fag ass.
So we tried to record this a few days ago, and somebody...
Look, I got nothing against gay people. I love gay people. But Adam is below human.
He's a total fag.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I love him.
Be nice.
In a very homosexual way,
in
right?
In a very, I'm gonna stick my penis up his fucking ass. I'm not even drunk. I'm drinking coffee.
I'm not even drunk. Imagine.
You are drunk, sir. You are drinking Irish coffee.
No, this is not even fucking alcohol.
Hold on. Wait, we got it. What happened with the last episode, Adam? Tell us. Listeners.
Well, with the last episode, the lost episode.
It's like a
collector's edition. We recorded
it,
and it was really good. Like 2 hours long, it was a very lengthy episode.
It was.
I fell asleep twice.
Apparently, yeah, Angel did not
lengthy like my penis.
Do stuff right. He didn't export his audio in the correct way. So the next day, Matt was editing it, and he was like, "Hey, Adam, guess what Angel didn't do?" And I was like, "What, Matt?" And he was like, "Export stuff right." And I was like, "Oh shit!" So
that was an actual conversation that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I wrote it down, and I just read it from the piece of paper I had it. So that was, like, word for word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Matt called to yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam called to yell at me.
And then I had to relieve the tension, so I did call a phone sex hotline. And I'm sending the bill to Angel.
I got you on that bill.
Yeah, that was 25 hours straight.
I am
still on hold with him. Until this podcast ends.
I call in and ask for the supervisor.
You're making sure that you get my exported data correct this time.
Right.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good opening. Good opening, Adam.
That's a great story.
It's a rich backstory.
So
compelling.
For this episode, we got Will and Josh.
Yeah, Will,
hey,
I am.
I'm back.
The other folk being Matt, Alex, and Angel.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Yep.
It's me, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Superstar of this podcast. Yeah. I think
guitarist
I'm really the...
extraordinaire.
I'm the face of this podcast. I'm also the face of this generation, of this decade. And it's really an honor for me to be on your podcast. So, you're
That's
welcome.
Good.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hey, video games, guys. Who's been playing them?
Yeah. Let's.
Great job, Adam. You're dropping the ball left and right.
I can only do three things at once. Sorry, Matt. What have you been playing?
Well, you know, a lot of my time goes to charitable efforts and, you know, helping out in Iraq and
because he's a man of the people.
Places like that, but you know, I find a little time for myself every now and then. Most of that time is used for masturbating.
Yeah.
And but whatever remaining time is left, I've been playing Mass Effect 2.
PS3 version, I assume, if you're playing it this
PS3 late. Version, yeah. And it's a great game. I really like it. I like I don't remember what I said on the last episode.
How is the motion comic at the beginning?
It's cool. I played Mass Effect 1 on Xbox, so I chose all the same things that I did in that game. So, like, Kevin died in the explosion. I totally boned Ashley. Unfortunately, I killed Grunt in mine, so he's dead.
You mean Rex?
Sorry, Grunt is in a second. Guys, you know, I don't have time to remember all these details.
No, it's okay. I chastised one of my friends today who finally beat Mass Effect 1. He's like, yeah, I let Rex die and I let the council die, or he's let them survive and everything.
I killed the council. I was humans, pro humans. Yeah. You know? That's why me and Ashley got along so well. And then I've been playing Kirby's Epic Yarn with my little brother.
Nice.
That's a really fun game.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned in this lost episode that your brother can beat this game.
Yeah, Kirby's Epic Yarn is a great game for kids. If you want to, if you want to spend time with a child, and they like to play video games,
quality
so,
time.
So I don't need my van anymore. I just need
just
Kirby's
the game.
Yeah, that's the great thing. If you want to get to know a kid, and you want to get him to come to you.
Over your house.
Well, we can edit that one.
Tell him
not come at you. All right.
No.
So is it kid friendly? Like it's just really ridiculously easy, or lots of continues, or what?
It's really easy. You can't die, and also the controls are really simple. It's not like super easy, like
Prince
that it's
of
not fun.
Easy.
Well, the thing is it's really easy, but it's never. It's designed in so well that it's never like this is boring. It's not boring easy. It's just it's really relaxing. And the graphics are incredible. Like, they're some of the best graphics I've seen ever. Great art style, great animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a delight to play and a delight to look at. I give it 40 out of 44 points.
Oh, no. Does it look better than Superman 64? Because I think that's the graphical peak for me.
Slightly better. I take off the 4 points because, unfortunately, no tits. And James Cameron says, gotta have tits. There were none. Mm. At least as far as I've played. There could be in the epilogue.
Kirby can't just grow a nipple on top of his head? That's pretty close.
That would be tit.
Yeah. That's singular.
You could do co-op.
Well, if you have... Right, if you have the second player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, he's blue, and that's just... Mass Effect style. So, I guess, yeah.
Speaking Avatar. I mean, that's where James Cameron comes in, is the blue nipple.
Whoa, oh, way to bring it full circle. Nice.
Yeah, wow. James Cameron, I guess, has had his hand in our society and the world. He's really influential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, somebody else talk.
Yeah, Alex. What have you been playing?
What are we talking about?
What have you been playing?
Modern Warfare. Still online.
The PC?
First one, yeah, because I'm too lazy to buy the second one.
Or too smart.
And I'm too lazy to pop the DVD in to play the single player. So, the only thing I could do then is play the multiplayer, because I'm done with Mass Effect 1, and I'm too lazy to pop this DVD in for Mass Effect 2. Mm. So, yeah, that's my life.
Wow, you really
are
lazy.
It's fun, though.
You're too busy having a lot of sex.
That, too. Yeah. But mostly, I still have to finish Mass Effect 1 as a soldier. And because I finished it as, a Vanguard? Was it a Vanguard?
Yeah, Vanguard.
He had the biotic and soldier.
That's
yeah.
The best one.
Yeah.
What, soldier or the Vanguard?
Vanguard.
Because soldier, you just run in with guns blazing with immunity on.
Die.
You can't die. It's the most. I had the most fun as soldier because I'm just running in and just killing everything.
I love adept. I love using singularity and just watching everything just float around. Just like ah.
But like you're so dependent on everybody else.
No, actually, I half the time I'm using my pistol, taking out everything before my teammates do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, the second one I was more dependent on my teammates.
I don't know. Just the. It was actually fun using guns.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun that I had a choice in what guns I could use. Like, being able to switch with the sniper rifle and the assault rifle. That was actually really nice.
I think that's why I like the second one better. You get a specialization later on. So you're not constricted to just using, like, in the first one, if you're adept, you're constricted only use to use the pistol.
Yeah.
In the second one, you can choose to use machine pistols, submachine guns... Or then you can learn to use assault rifles, sniper rifle, or a shotgun.
Oh, yeah. Later on, they give you a choice. It's like, oh, you found a weapon. Which one do you want to learn?
I definitely used the sniper rifle, and I was fucking shit up left and right. It was amazing.
Yep. Adam, what are you playing?
And by the time you get like, those, the Spectre weapons...
Oh, it's rape.
Once you get the... Yeah.
It's just utter rape. The
game's pretty over. The game's pretty much over.
Would you call it face rating?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely high quality face rating.
Good.
Speaking of rating faces, if you go on hotornot.com, find my picture, give it a hot.
Give it a hot.
Yeah, don't give it a not.
Why not?
Don't give it a not, guys.
Take one for the team and give it a hot.
Give it a hot. I mean that's how you get puss.
Do they get something if they give you a hot and not a not?
No, but if you like what you see, then give me something.
Of doing the right thing.
No, if you like what you see, send us pictures of your boobs. WTpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you in advance.
Man. Well, listeners, letting you know this, if you put Matt in your top five of people you'll sleep with, he'll sleep with you.
If you put me in your bottom five, and I get to put it in your bottom five.
There you go.
I like where this is
going. Wow. All right, so I'll go next. I've just been playing Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, trying to finish it up, trying to get all of all the achievements for it. Beat all the trials, just hectic as hell, and now just trying to finish it up. So that's it for me.
Cool.
I have been playing Dead Space 2 off and on. Been out of town a lot, so I haven't been able to like sit down and play it a lot. So I'm only a couple chapters in, but it's definitely a big improvement over the first one.
Yeah? Like, what have they changed over the first one?
Well, for one thing, what's his name? Isaac is, like, actually a character. In that, in the first one, if you played that, you know, he's just kind of this mute protagonist guy that somebody comes on the radio and says, hey, go do this, and he just nods and goes. In this one, he's actually, you know, you see his face, he's talking, you know, has motivations, that kind of stuff. So that's nice.
So, I'm sorry.
No, I was just, and they also added in the first one, you had a little marker that you could see where you're supposed to go for your objective.
Yeah, like you had that, you put it down like on the thing
stick. Yeah, like the blue line.
Yeah, the blue line, yeah.
And, but I don't know about you, but I always got lost when I was looking for, you know, benches and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To upgrade weapons. So they added it in so you can send down a line for objective, save points, and benches. So you can find your way around a lot easier.
Wait, like benches for taking a rest?
No, for upgrading your weapons and stuff.
I thought maybe he needed a little break to feed the pigeons. And,
yeah.
But I mean, other than that, the combat in the first one was, I didn't think needed to be changed all that much, if at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it really hasn't been. So that's good. It's just more of the same, but the same is good.
Are there any glitches? Like, I know in the first one there's like an item duplication glitch.
I never heard of that, so I don't know. I haven't run into anything.
Well, what you do is you hook up a link cable. And then right
and then
before
you pull
the
it out
yeah
while
right
it's
before the trade is finished, you just pull it out and
that's what she said.
When in doubt, pull out.
Gross.
There you go.
Other than that, I've just been playing WoW as normal with some of my friends from Melbourne, Florida.
Boo. WoW sucks.
What?
But
yeah, I said it.
Yeah, it's much better that I spend my time playing online with friends than sitting at home and not playing anything. How many games do you have in your backlog now?
Hey, I'm doing work.
Yeah.
Hey, and nice.
You are doing work.
School.
Shut up.
I am
dick.
Doing work.
You work. You woke up at 4 p.m. today. Shut up, okay?
What kind and of work? Hey, Adam, awesome. What kind of work do you do?
I'm working on a Tron game right now.
Uh-huh.
It's actually looking pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It does, actually, in his defense, it does look pretty good.
Does it have Olivia Wilde
yeah.
in it?
No, not yet.
Then I don't care.
I sense
it's a
good,
good
use of the Kinect.
For Tron?
All right.
No, for Olivia Wilde.
Okay. A little bit of a derail here.
Yeah.
But I think Olivia Wilde is a super babe in that movie, but in nothing else.
She was pretty hot in... you didn't think she was hot in year one?
No. What?
Oh, yeah. She is hot in year one.
She's the princess
year one?
Or whatever.
Who the fuck watched that movie? I hated it.
I didn't say it was a good movie. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
It.
Yeah, she was hot in it, though. Can't deny
I
that.
Remember. I fell asleep through most of that movie, okay?
Mm. Well, you certainly missed out.
Yeah.
She
was a little hot on House.
Good on
so.
House.
Yeah.
Who watches House? See these things? I'm the pictures that I've seen on the internet. I'm not watching other movies, okay?
I'm just saying.
I'm just a big fan of Tron.
I dig the whole glasses with the lab coat and the high heels.
Hilari?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hilari is pretty hot.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
When he wears high heels.
Alrighty.
Oh. He's really hot when he's talking British, but no.
Oh, Stuart Little.
Oh my god, totes.
When he's Stuart Little's dad? Yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Nice
so game, so a little bit more of a derail. We are now joined by Dave.
No,
I don't know if anybody
fun.
Remembers him, but he's here.
Hi,
Dave.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Dave.
Good.
Hello, Dave.
How's everybody?
Good.
Doing well. So,
I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Wow, a lot better before you came on.
First step is admitting you have a problem, Dave. So.
Dave, you sound constipated. Are you all right?
Share with us.
I am perfectly fine. Is something wrong with my mic?
No, no, you just sound gay.
Thanks.
I am constipated. Both of those
constipated.
Are coming through very clear.
And you got asthma.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Sorry, right, sorry, hold on. What have you been playing, Josh?
Me? The only games I've been playing is Thesis.
That sounds fun.
Do you ever play the guy game?
That's not a fun game. That's a very tough, long hour game.
Yeah, I played that game before. It's not fun at all.
No, it's not. This is why I haven't been on the podcast in the past, like, couple episodes.
That's funny, because you've been in the background, jerking off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you breathing heavily.
Yeah, breathing heavily into Adam's ear. Yeah.
I mean,
no,
we only hear
worked,
30-second intervals, so it's not that bad, but, you know.
I worked all day today just so I could make it home to be with you guys tonight.
That's sweet.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Thank you.
What's your dissertation? Is it an actual paper or is it a project?
It's a project in lieu of thesis, and then we have a defense in front of our committee and, like, whoever wants to come.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that's...
Committees always remind me of Episode 1, Star Wars.
These kinds of things are sort of like that.
Sort of, yeah.
You just sit in a big room full of boring aliens and just kind of just
pretty much.
Talk it out.
Your professors pretty much look like aliens.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Sorry. Dave,
right.
What have you been up to? What have you,
Dave,
been,
what
playing?
Have you been playing?
Recently, not since last time you were on the podcast.
Recently. Basically, probably the last game I'm playing right now is Little Big Planet 2.
Oh, how's that?
It's really, really good. Some of the games that people are coming up with online are excellent for, you know,
did
these
you
user-created
the,
games.
Did you see the Zelda?
Is it really that good? Because as a game itself, not like, you know, oh, it's cool, somebody made Zelda, or somebody made this other thing. Because I have, and I've played the first one a fair bit. And it just seemed like the actual gameplay mechanics of it were very spotty. Like jumping mechanics, controlling the sackboard or whatever.
The controls are still a little, you know, they're not tight. You know, it doesn't play like Mario, and I don't think they want it to play like Mario. But it's really a social game. So if you have, like, a couple friends to play with, you know, online or offline, it can be a really fun game, especially just, like, exploring the user-created content. You know, you're still playing those games. So as, like, a social game, it's probably one of the best ones out there next to, like, you know, a first-person shooter, you know, which are so many of those. So it's a little, you know, it's a nice divergence from the usual, like, multiplayer games that you play online nowadays.
Yep. Does it use Move?
What
Matt,
was that?
Matt, are you constipated, Matt? It's catching on. Oh my god, it's an epidemic.
I just want to know, what if you don't have any of these friends that you speak of? Okay, I don't have a lot of friends. Or any. And I also can't get people to sit in the same room as me. Because of my...
It's probably
because
you're constipated.
My twitches and my smells and my... I have touching issues. I touch people and rub them. And you know, just...
And you want our listeners to... vote you hot?
No, what I'm
totally
saying is people find this irresistible, and I can't have people on me.
Oh, we
should have
let you finished is what you were saying. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing is, as long as you don't have a full group, every time you start playing a new level, it actually asks you if you would like to join another group in progress, or if you want a group to join you. So it asks,
cool.
You can actually have it ask you every single time you play a game. So right. It actually can, you know, pair you up with some people who are not playing at the moment.
Well, that's great. You hear to hear. 10 out of 10, Little Big Planet 2. Let's see what you guys make.
But don't take our word for it.
Dude, no, definitely take our word for it. Just buy the fucking game. Just do it. Every time they make a sale, it goes straight to me. Most of that money.
Oh.
I think that's how it works.
At least
you should probably check on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been playing Brawl and Just Cause.
Oh yeah, we're surprised by this.
Well, I didn't say it was a surprise. But there you go. So let's go on to Adam's
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Can I put in a quick plug for something?
Sure, why not?
Gamer Grub.
Gamer Grub was always, but my cousin made a really funny, two really funny videos. He started this kind of comedy thing with his friend. One of them is called The Uncharted Trilogy. Just search that in YouTube. And the other thing to search for is Call of Duty Black Ops First Strike Trailer, the non-official trailer. And those are pretty funny videos. And everyone should watch those. I think our viewers would like them if they like video games, comedy.
Our viewers?
Listeners. And they'd be viewers if they were viewing.
They will
this.
Be viewers, right.
They should view them. Just check them out if you like comedy, if you like video games, if you like nudity, full frontal stuff. So.
Oh.
Sweet!
Nice. I'm for it.
Okay. All right, Adam's News Hour. Let's see. New gaming releases. We got Dead Space 2 for PS3, 360, and PC, and Dead Space Extraction also came with Dead Space 2, right, Will?
Yes. I have not gotten a chance to play it yet because I slogged through the absolutely terrible Dead Space Ignition.
Now, the Extraction only comes with the PS3 version, right?
Yes.
Right, because it's
You can also buy it separately for $15. I am not aware if there's a 360 version, but I don't believe so. Because I'm pretty
Probably
sure it's
not.
A move only title.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody cares.
Upcoming games, we got Mario Sports Mix.
No, Marvel.
February 7th.
Marvel's Capcom 3.
The only thing
That's
worth looking for.
A week later, on February 15th, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, yeah.
Take you for a ride.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
So let's see. Let's get on to some gaming news.
Wait, I thought, what about Portal 2? When's that coming out?
Do they have a release date for
I thought.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Because it was supposed to come out during the summer, right? But then they pushed it back?
Yeah.
I believe it's in April.
Well, okay. Dragon Age 2 comes out in March.
Hmm. Alright, well.
Okay, I'm souped about that.
There you go.
It's going to be good.
Nintendo.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Duke Nukem Forever.
I was going to ask a question,
oh, yes.
But never mind. Go ahead.
Finish. Okay. So the 3DS eShop is going to come out in May, at least in Japan, and it's going to have the web browser, the ability to do DSiWare transfers, it's going to have Game Boy Color games, and also 3DS-specific apps and games. And you're going to be able to have like demos and trailers for all the 3D stuff in there as well, which is pretty cool. Nintendo announced some new games. We got Pokemon Typing, which is going to come with a DS keyboard.
Oh boy.
For those of you who want to learn how to type with Pokemon.
I'm bored just listening to the description of that.
Kirby for Wii, which looks really good because it's a side-scrolling game where you actually suck power, so it's like
Yeah, but the graphics
Kirby.
Aren't like Epic Yarn. I don't care.
That is true. They don't look bad. Rhythm Heaven, Zero Shinsaku, and Pandora's Tower are all going to be Wii games. And that's all for Nintendo. Now, on this Lost episode, we spent a lot of time talking about the PSP 2, which is part of Sony's news, so let's see how that goes. So the PSP 2, it was announced. It's not actually called the PSP 2, they're calling it the NGP, which is New Generation Portable.
I thought it was something else, but I'm not going to say it. Might be a little racist.
Use your imagination, yeah. It's got dual analog sticks, which is fantastic, because that's what a lot of people were complaining about the PSP-1. It's got a 5-inch OLED touchscreen, built-in 3G, which comes with GPS, and it's got Wi-Fi connectivity. It's got tilt-sensitive controls, just like the 6-axis. Front and back cameras, touch-sensitive back panel. It doesn't use UMDs. Dave, maybe you can clear this up for us. I am confused on how the games are going to work. Is it like a memory card that you can swap out as flash memory, or is it like individual carts that use flash memory?
I believe the two ways of distributing the games are going to be basically carts like the DS. They're going to be basically proprietary for the system itself, and of course Sony's going to be more go ahead more with the distribution online, so downloading games off the PlayStation Network.
And then I think they said that the carts can also store additional information like game saves and like DLC as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to need an SD card, but for additional things like the downloadable games online, you're going to need the SD card for that. Or it's going to be the Duo for the PSP.
Right.
Now, hold on. If I understand correctly, when you download games, it's a crime. Will I be arrested for using this system?
Maybe.
Only if you actually pay whatever they ask you to pay at launch for that system.
I think that's a crime in itself if you actually pay that. I think you should get arrested for just buying it.
Oh.
Burn.
Suck on that copyright law.
How much memory does the thing come with?
Have they said?
I don't believe they said anything about it yet.
Because you have to download the games, and I'm guessing they're not going to let you just put it on like an SD card, right? And then because you can go to other people's.
Well, that's what Dave is saying, is that it's probably going to be the Duo stick instead of like an SD card. It's just a different way of.
The Duo stick. The idea would be if you were to take it out, can you take it out and put it in another PSP 2?
It's gonna work the same way as it does work on the PSP 1 right now. It's gonna be locked to that particular system.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be locked.
Okay. So Sony's trying to keep the battery life to the current PSP 3000, which is like 4 to 6 hours. So they haven't officially said that, they haven't officially said what the actual battery life is, but they said that they're trying to keep it around the same. At their big press conference, they showed games like Uncharted, Killzone, Wipeout, Resistance, Little Big Planet, Hustle Kings, Hot Shot Golf, and Yakuza 4 and Metal Gear Solid 4, which I believe were just PS3 ports running on the PSP 2. You're also going to be able to play PS1 DLC games and other PSP DLC games. The device is going to come with a service called Live Area and a built-in app called Near. And what that sounds like is basically the equivalent of what the 3DS does with like Street Pass and whatever the other ones were. So it's going to, even if the device is idle, it's going to communicate with other PSP2 devices in the vicinity. It's going to show like what other games other people are playing. It's going to have a chat functionality, and it's going to display rankings, I guess, for certain games.
Yeah, it's going to broadcast, your address, your social security
number.
Your
blood type. So if you get into a car accident, they're like, oh, he's B positive. We should steal his kidneys.
So that's good. It's good that they're doing that. I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I have LifeLock.
I know you're not excited about the new GUI, though.
Ugh.
Yeah, oh yeah, it looks like assholes.
So instead of like the cross media bar that they have on the PS3 and the PSP, it's basically a blue backdrop with like blue bubbles that you can touch with the touchscreen. And I assume that you can like click them and drag them to move them around and stuff, but it's definitely a different look.
I did not watch any of the videos associated with the PSP2. Did they actually have a bunch of stuff with the GUI in action?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
It's just a bunch of cods for eyes.
If you go to GameTrailers.com, they actually have the full press conference online. You can watch it.
I don't want to waste that time.
Go to NerdMentality.com, okay? Go there.
Thanks, Matt. The PSP2 is not going to do 3D. They have officially stated that.
Oh, no, I totally expected it to. Psych!
The release date is supposed to be the end of 2011. So we'll see if that happens or not.
And then what's the price? I guess that's
don't know yet. Yeah, because we were saying last time that we thought it was going to be like $350.
Yeah.
Well, why don't
we discuss it? Sony would have had it out on a big sheet that said "Suck it, Nintendo."
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If they made it $200, I would have really considered buying it.
It's not going to be $200.
Yeah.
No, but you see what you see what they're going up against, right? Sony has to be able to drop that price to at least close to $250. What's the point of buying something like that if it's about $350, right?
There's $400.
The technology in it is probably worth, you know, probably close to $350, $400. I mean, just for the technology itself that's within the system.
And we all know technology makes games fun.
Well, not
the
only
best
that, so
games
like,
are the technologically advanced. Kinect, best games.
So, like, for $400, like, so
Terminator
the stuff that... The stuff that's really nice about it seems a lot of it seems like almost like a smartphone functionality, excluding what the graphics do. But like if I want to have Wi-Fi and 3GS and all that stuff, that's nice. But I can get a phone for that, and I can get it a lot cheaper using a phone.
Well,
I can get an iPod Touch if I just want if I ignoring games, like having that extra functionality. Is what's really solid.
Well,
isn't it something
we talked about before, though, that even with games that, I mean, phones are becoming more and more of a competitor to handheld gaming systems.
Yeah.
And with the 3DS and PSP2, I mean, the PSP2 has really great graphics, and the 3DS does 3D. So, I mean, 3D is something your phone's not going to do. The PSP2 just has a touch screen, which is... Your phone already does.
Your phone already does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it has a controller too, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of a difference between that and the functionality you get out of a phone, other than the graphics.
Well,
really nice.
There are different reasons for buying it, and I don't think Sony is trying to get, you know, people who only play mobile games to buy the PSP2. I just think it's
no, but you want.
I don't want to say like it's an expected functionality, but why not have it in there?
Because it's going to cost up the wazoo. If it's going to cost $400 for a handheld device, because you're adding
things to it. Maybe they're planning on, you know, doing something with the GPS or whatever in the games.
I wouldn't even care.
How many games are we talking about that's going to use GPS? Or a compass, or you know, you have to face the way the game is going. It's nice to have, but I don't think many games are gonna like implement those kinds of things if they decide to put them in.
Well, no, here's the thing: is you get a special achievement if you go to if you play Uncharted and then you actually go to the rainforest, achievement unlocked, or you get a trophy. So it's worth it. Buy it.
I'm more unsure. For the cost that we're thinking it's going to be.
Well, say it's $300 though. It's $50 more than a 3DS. I mean, before you get there, that's a really, really good price.
For $300, it's great. But for $400,
I don't know. I don't even think it's a good deal at $300 because $300 is what I paid for my PS3.
But how long after launch was it $300? I mean,
yeah, it was $600 at first.
I know, but that's what price I was willing to pay for my PS3. I mean, that is not the same thing because it's a tiny device. It's not
you
a
get a Blu-ray player. I mean,
yeah,
$300. You got your PS3 was
a Blu-ray
player,
and it doesn't have a battery life. I can play it for as long as I want, can hook up to my TV, and I can have a nice surround sound system.
And I'm guessing for the 3G, you're gonna have to pay some sort of data plan, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pay something up front on top of whatever the device is costing.
Really? You think so?
I don't know.
What about the Kindle?
3G? I know that they are gonna have two separate models. One that has 3G built in, but then the other one does not.
It's probably going to work like the iPad. It's probably going to have two different SKUs for it.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea would be that there are very few plans that don't cost anything for 3G, right? So, like the Kindle, I believe, it has 3G, but you don't pay anything for it. But you're paying for, the reason for that is the data is text. It's such a small amount of data that's going through versus you're downloading games.
Yeah, there's no way you're not going to be paying for 3G.
No, you'll be paying for the 3G.
Yeah, you're paying for, because the amount of data that's going to be, you know, as a web browser and all these other things that they're going to have on top of it, yeah. It just seems like you're going to have to pay for it.
That's why I like my Android phone. I can just tether it and use my phone as a 3G device for it.
Mm-hmm. But can you play Killzone? Best game?
Best game? Yes. Maybe Resistance.
Like I could see Sony if they decided to make if they decided to make the system to be $200 and they made the graphics as, you know, a little bit better than the 3DS without the 3D, and they put some of the functionality to it, and they could just keep the price lower than the 3DS, they will just undercut Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and because $250 already is a lot of money, and people are still saying, eh, that's a little bit too much for me to do, I don't really see... I don't think they're really gonna... They're sort of missing the point, I think. They're missing the point that people want a portable handheld gaming system. They don't want the most... You know, they already have cell phones. If they want to make a cell phone, make a cell phone.
Oh, which
they're, doing that, too.
Which they're doing that on top of it.
So then what about the 3DS? You know, you want a portable handheld... But so help you God, if you move this while you're looking at it, your eyes are going to get...
But at least a 3DS is something completely new.
Yeah, nobody's but it's something new system. That sounds like it's going to be a complete pain in the ass.
No.
I don't even think it's going to be a...
For one thing, you turn off the 3D.
Okay, so you turn off the main function that they're selling the system for. That's not a great selling...
No, it's also an enhanced DS. I mean, you're also getting something that plays like...
You can play your DS games on it. It's a 3D... glassesless 3D system... which has a lot of people excited.
It's much more powerful than a regular DS as well.
So, I'm guessing it also doesn't sound like an argument against the PSP that I can't also use against the 3DS.
Well, I think the price argument against the 3DS is
way too high for a handheld regardless.
It is. It really is. $250 is an awful lot for Nintendo to ask, and it might do them in, but... Asking $350 or $400
PSP2—that's an awful lot. I will tentatively cede you the price point because we don't know what it is.
Yeah, so even if it was $250 to $300, because if it was $250, Sony probably would have let the cat out of the bag. If it was $250, they would have said, "Let's do it. Let's say how much the price is, and we'll show them all this functionality that we have it." Because they would effectively undercut even Apple in some cases, right? I would think about getting a PSP2 over an iPod if that was the case, if it was $250.
I think what Sony is doing is they're going to wait for Nintendo to release the 3DS, see how it sells at its price point, and probably lower or raise the price depending on how the 3DS sells.
Yeah. But I mean, the whole point is that the 3DS brings something really new to the table instead of just like a slightly upgraded DS. And PSP is really just... The PSP was not a bad system. It just wasn't... I mean, at the time, it was just like, okay, well, it's like a portable PlayStation. That's cool. The battery doesn't last long, and the UMDs kind of suck. But it's okay. But the DS, at the time, had touchscreen.
Okay, so then let's say, what about a dual analog sticks for a handheld? That's something new.
But no, that's a great thing to have, but I don't think you could definitely undercut.
I mean, it's already been done. It's
and
it's
the
just,
PlayStation
it's, again,
3 already does 3D gaming. What's your point?
Without
for 3D gaming, you need glasses and
you need a TV
to do it on top of it.
I mean, the fact that
you can have $250 to have a portable 3D system, even if it sounds like it's a pain in the ass, I haven't used it yet. I mean, Adam probably is the only one. You got to use it, right, Adam?
Yeah.
How big of a pain in the ass was it to use?
Well, it didn't give me a headache. I didn't really have a problem seeing the 3D, except it does have a very, very, very small window in which you can actually see the 3D.
Yeah, so I mean...
That sounds like a pain in the ass to me, though. I mean,
especially when you were playing it, was it on a stand, or were you holding it?
No, you got to hold it. But I mean... What I'm thinking is, like, how people, especially, like, in Japan, are going to do this. Because, you know, they're on the subway walking whatever all day. You know, they're not going to be able to hold this completely still. And then on top of that, you've got the tilt or motion controls that some games are going to utilize. And how is that going to work with the 3D?
I'm not sure. And we'll have to
see.
I think that's why they have
the 3D
slider. But also, didn't you say that you... to have a problem seeing 3D, and you think that because you've had problems with 3D before?
I'm starting to think that. I don't know.
Yeah, we've seen 3D movies that were filmed in 3D, and you just sit there the whole movie and say, "This isn't 3D. I don't know what's going on here, but it's not 3D."
So it might be me. I don't know.
Yeah. So who knows? I mean, because the only
I have a question about the PS, the MGP. Doesn't it have like a second touchscreen on the back, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yes.
How does that?
It's not a screen, but well, it's touch, a touch
sensor,
area.
Touchpad.
How does that?
Yeah.
Like, how does that shit work and not interfere with what you're doing?
Because you're holding it. I'm sure it's either context sensitive to the game,
yeah.
Or you know, they have certain. I don't know. They showed us some examples with Uncharted where it's like you used it to climb up. Or
yeah,
you know,
there's a
right, use
there's
it as a you could use it as extra shoulder buttons, like an L2 R2 kind of situation.
Like if you tap it, I guess?
I guess.
It's actually a little raised area on the back, so it's actually still, you know, you can still feel it. It's not just the back itself.
I was under the impression that it was the entire back of the device.
No,
yeah, that's
most
what,
of it.
Or the vast majority of the back.
From where you were holding it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. There was, I don't know if it was a full game or just a demo, but it was a game where you had a ball. It was kind of like Super Monkey Ball, so you would tilt the system to move the ball, but then the back sensors, like wherever you pressed, it would raise the environment. So like if you, you know, pressed somewhere on the back, wherever the ball was, like it would make a little hill, and that would affect, I guess, wherever the ball went.
I think the six axis and the touch panel and the touch screen will add a lot more to the portability for the NGP than say the PSP original had.
I think, and that'll be a nice aspect to it. I'm still shocked.
But I mean,
this is gonna cost
feels,
that much money.
It feels to me like the real argument here is like whether or not you want to have a portable system that's not really up to console specs, or you actually want to have a portable console.
I am definitely in the second camp.
Bring back the Sega Nomad.
Seeing the games that they had on display there, you know, Uncharted, Metal Gear Solid 4, Killzone, not to say anything
about
the quality
why
of the games
wanna,
themselves. But,
why would
I mean,
you want to play
looks,
Metal Gear Solid on a portable
I just don't,
Metal
yeah.
Solid 4? It's
oh,
so
okay. Well,
I feel
I
like
mean,
the screen
Nintendo obviously saw
HUD.
Fit to launch their system with one, or if not launch, then... I mean, who wants to play Ocarina of Time? That's not exactly a pick-up-and-play kind of thing.
Yeah, but I've played plenty of Zelda games portable. I mean, Metal
Actually,
Gear Solid
I
4
portable
is
Zelda
of,
games portable.
I beat Ocarina of Time in like 30-minute installments when it first came out, because my 64 used to overheat all
I mean,
the time.
I agree the same thing about Metal Gear Solid 3, but I didn't see any... Besides people saying, oh man, the graphics are good, I didn't see anybody going, oh, you could play... Like, Uncharted and Metal Gear Solid are great games, but I don't care about those... On portable
especially,
systems.
Like
I have
Metal Gear
them.
Solid 4, especially, we're talking about an hour movie at the end, right?
Or, oh, okay, well, I'm not talking about those games themselves. I'm just talking about, like, as a proof of concept of what the system can do gameplay.
No,
so what you're saying
well, it's
is...
impressive. It's just that I don't know if I really want that for a handheld.
Well,
because I have that already in my console at home.
Graphics
like,
taking precedent over everything else is... I mean, it's cool that you want it like that, but the majority of people... Don't as we saw with the PSP, PSP is much more powerful than DS. Nobody gave a shit.
Okay, well, imagine this. Imagine if you have a console game that the developer makes two copies of it. The console system, so say the PS3, and the NGP version. And you can transfer your save files from one version to the next version and continue playing your game on the NGP. I mean, imagine that, though.
So, like,
you know,
the way they do it with the... PS1 games on the PS3 now. Can't you do
yes.
that?
Yeah, you can do that right now, yeah.
So, I only buy one copy, right? I only get the PS3 version, I guess?
maybe
like,
there's a...
wouldn't you have to buy both copies of the
yeah,
game?
Yeah, technically, wouldn't you have to buy both?
Well, say they only release... Like, say what Valve is doing with a Portal 2. You know, you buy the PS3 version and you get the Steam version for free.
Yeah, but that's like a big what-if. That would be cool...
Well, I'm just saying though. Imagine that.
But imagine this.
No,
like, you know, you have like think of just the heads up display on most of these games that they seem cluttered on a fucking big ass screen. Imagine on a 5-inch screen. Like how small all that text would be and whatever. Like,
well, I mean, how is that not a problem with 3DS?
Well, because no, the thing is they're not. Well, because they have these developers make. You have to have a developer make the game for the regular PS3 and then. work on when it's transferred over to the NGP so it doesn't look like that.
Well, I mean, they do that with other games as well. I mean, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but there are certainly games that are cross-platform or even just the Wii that also go to the DS.
I mean, for example, Final Fantasy VII, which I play on my PS3, and I've transferred it to my PSP to continue playing it before, the text
that's
reads
different.
Perfectly
that's
on both
actually
systems.
Much different because the resolution on that game originally is only like 480p or whatever. Yeah. So that will translate well. I'm talking about a game that's made in HD.
Like, you're talking about Uncharted or Killzone.
Like, unless it's built, I think, from the ground up for the NGP, you can't do that.
But technically, you're taking a higher resolution game. I mean, the PSP is not displaying at 1080p. It's displaying at a lower resolution.
Yeah,
so
it would still be
blowing up that resolution, though.
I'm not so concerned about the types of games that are going to come up with the system. I mean, whatever comes out, comes out. I'm more concerned, like, I don't really see the necessity of having something have PS3 level graphics for that something that small. That's sort of my. I'm questioning how wise of a decision.
Well,
this
is. I think the big thing there is it's not just like, oh, this is our new system. It has PS3 level graphics. Like, that's the main selling point. Because it seems like they couldn't actually have a main selling point, so they have like they tacked on a bunch of other stuff. Like, it's got touch screens and it's got this and it's got PS3 level graphics, and like it seems like they're really pushing the 3D PS3 level graphics, but it has all this other stuff. But it's what is the main focus of the system?
So having the graphics is nice, and you know, if they It's sort of like they should do either one or the other. So they should either have the graphics, or they should have like the other functionality to it.
Well, no, I think they should.
I could see them selling if they sold a system that had a little bit better graphics than the current PSP, and they had all that functionality. I think it would still sell. I think it's worth selling. I'm just not sure, like. And it seems to me like the biggest selling point is the fact that it has PS3 level graphics for something that small, which that's very impressive, but is it really necessary?
I mean, why put all that other stuff in there? And it just seems like they don't have an actual like focus besides graphics, I guess.
I don't think they have any other reason to make a system then,
other than to compete.
Well,
with
I think that's
what they think. I think that's what they think, especially because what you're competing against is again a 3D system. A system that played something in 3D, so you have to be able to. The only match is really updating your graphics or creating, essentially cheating off of your competitor and doing something better than what they have. Which I don't I don't think they really have an alternative yet.
So what if 3D is a fad and it doesn't really continue in its popularity and it drops off in, say, like the next year?
One can hope.
Then what?
I
don't know what that means.
Sony has still shot themselves in the foot then. Because what's going to end up happening is if their system is still $350, Nintendo's DS, the 3DS, is still going to be significantly cheaper. But then
they're on equal ground, right? Because then they're just really competing
with
graphics.
No, the ground then is based on not only graphics, but on pricing.
Price and, I mean...
Right, so you've got
recognition?
You know, the 3DS... The 3DS has good graphics for sure, but then
I think we're giving graphics way too much more credit than it's really worth here. Because if we look
it just comes down to the individual software. Like, it doesn't even come down to functionality, because without the 3D, they pretty much have the same functionality.
Well, exactly, and it's also functionality. It's pretty much it's going to be again price, right? Who's going to be able to afford paying $250 versus a $350 system? We see We see this already with the PSP versus the DS. The DS is significantly more inferior in terms of graphical power, right? The PSP
has different functions. Like, it has the touch screen and it's got two screens, and it's got, I don't know.
The next systems have the same differences. The PSP has a touch screen, but it is the whole screen, so you can't use it in the same way that you can use the DS touch screen.
It's designed a little bit differently to begin. It's going to be designed a little bit differently to begin with.
Well, no. What do you mean? Why not?
The games are going to be designed differently.
Are you talking about the NGP? Matt?
Yeah, yeah. You can't use the touchscreen in the same way you can use the DS touchscreen. Because the DS has a separate screen that you can have things displayed on the bottom than you can have displayed. I mean, just from a programming standpoint, it's completely different. But
well, I mean, that bottom screen is hardly... the bottom screen is hardly ever used other than for touching. Like, it's usually just a map or something.
Right, you know, and so on the really... on the NGP, you have to obscure part of the screen with your hands while you touch it in order to use the touchscreen.
Well, I mean, you could, I guess, use the back panel for that kind of stuff, now, so you don't obscure
doesn't
the screen.
It work I thought that screen worked differently, because it was... I don't know, maybe.
Don't forget that the NGP is capacitive touch, too. So, I mean, you're still using a stylus for the 3DS, which is a pain in the ass still for me. I hate using a stylus with my DS. I hate it so much.
Yep.
But it depends what the games are, too, right? I mean, if the NGP is going to need something so precise... that you need something stylus-like. I mean, it limits the type
they're
of games you can
play. They're not
going
to do that, though.
But you can make a 3DS game the same way that doesn't require a stylus. You could have somebody, you know, something just touching the screen.
No, the 3DS, or I'm sorry, the DS, I believe, is force-sensitive, and the NGP looks like it's, like, heat-sensitive like the iPhone.
Wait, it's force-sensitive? Like... like midichlorians.
Like you have to like something LCD has technology. Something has to be pressed down.
It's resistive touch.
Right.
You have to press on down on it.
Okay.
That's boring.
I even if
it boils down to the gimmicks all wear off, Sony's still dealing with a $350 system or a $300 system, something that's more expensive than what the 3DS is going to be.
See, that's one thing they would learn.
And that's no matter what the functionality is, that's what they're going to have to go up against.
I mean, we could really go back in time to like 2003 and have the same exact argument for
this
DS,
is going to be
PSP.
The exact same. It's going to be the same exact argument, and we're going to say the exact same thing. And you know what? I'm going to fucking win that argument, because if we look back 3 years ago and we look at what happened to the DS versus the PSP, the DS won.
I know.
What if
touchscreens are just
then,
a fad?
The DS has different functionality than the PSP. However, if you take the 3D away from the 3DS, they have the same functionality. Or, I'm sorry, the 3DS and the NGP.
And
have
I
the
just
same
said they don't, because the DS has two screens still. And it has a completely different... They both have now UIs with stores and stuff built into them. I mean, they're pretty different systems from the ground up, and you'll be getting pretty different experiences on them. So
I think at that point, the only difference is going to be the graphics and the actual games that are supplied on each system.
Well, the name.
It's
going to
be exact. It's going to be the exact same battle that's going on now. It's going to be the exact same product differences.
I think you're also. I mean, the thing is, Nintendo is really dividing their market now with the price that they're putting their system out. Because the majority of the market that owns a DS is kids. I mean, you know, I'm not saying, oh yeah, Nintendo's a kiddie system, there are so many. You know, moms and dads who purchase a DS for their kids because it's the cheaper system, you know, and it's only $129 comparatively to the $200 PSP. But I mean, $129 is a lot cheaper than $250. I mean, and so if you're looking at a parent to purchase something for their kid, they might not purchase either system at all. Then you have the group of people who actually, you know, have money to spend and are looking at the better system.
Remember, the DS was $150 when it came out, not $129.
I thought it was $200.
No, I think it was $150 at max.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was $150.
Even at that price, nobody's being undercut. The cheapest system is still Nintendo.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, they'll lose some people in the transition, but at the same time, there's nobody undercutting Nintendo. Like, this is Sony's time to shine. They could undercut the company right now. They could say, we're coming out with a $150 or $200 handheld system, and it's going to be cheaper than what you guys are putting out.
And it's going to give the best blowjobs ever.
Ever. Because you have a fucking enemy crab or whatever the
yes,
fuck.
Yes, it did launch out for $150.
Yeah, it launched in Australia for $200.
Okay. But even if it... So it's... I could still... Like, they have the opportunity to do so. They don't need to make the most graphically intense thing on Earth. They could have a lot of the great stuff that they want to put in. They could make it cheaper than the fucking 3DS. And they're not doing it!
See, that's... Yeah,
well,
that's,
I mean, aside from everything else that we've mentioned, that's not their mentality right now.
See, that I thought that's...
But that,
they
it's like a lose... They
like,
have this losing mentality.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, from, like, the PSP mentality. And everything. I thought they would learn that it's time for not worry so much about power and maybe try to get a leg up on Nintendo.
Yeah, the thing is, Sony is a hardware company. They are just hardware. That's what they do. You know, so when they make a system, and look at the PS1, look at the PS2, look at the PS3, they are a hardware company. This is the only thing they know how to do.
So, well, but that's not even true. Now, let's look at this. They added in a second joystick. They added in two touch screens. They added in a UI to this, a new UI to the system. Mm-hmm. 3G, I mean, and it's more powerful. It costs more, but I mean, I don't see...
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like, you know, instead of trying to lose money on producing these things, and then... All right, so let's say it costs them, like, I don't know, how much do you think it'll cost them to make this thing?
$500. $450.
So let's say they want to match costs of the 3DS and keep it at $250. They're losing $250 on every one of these systems that they eventually sell. Why do that? There is no need to go that, like, there's no actual need to have a PS3 like graphics on a handheld. They didn't have to do it. They could have maybe just made it better than the PSP, throw in all the shit that they needed, but not really work too much on the hardware aspect wise, and then sell it for like $250. So it's not too much of a loss on that, and just trying to gain back all that money they've been losing on the PS with the PS3.
Right, with this PS, that's what Alex has been saying.
Yeah,
and right now a lot of the stuff that they have, it seems like they're trying to catch up to everybody else. Having the functionality seems like they're trying to catch up to the phone companies. Having the touch screens is like they're trying to catch up to Nintendo. Well, they're trying to, in many ways, they're trying to sort of split them. Like, they're trying to put everything into this one thing, saying we'll just beat everybody. It seems like they're trying to beat everybody. It's not really accomplishing anything.
You also have a big market of handhelds. I would assume, at least, I see more kids with handhelds than probably have home consoles.
Yeah.
Especially for themselves. And, I mean, I think kids are a huge market. And to DS, just with 3D graphics, and it's the next DS, like, that already is a huge selling point for a lot of kids.
I think we're forgetting, what will the grandmas buy? That's the real question here.
Are they gonna buy the
3DS or are they gonna buy the NGP?
No, they're gonna buy a DSi.
What we're forgetting is that these I don't think Sony's taking an effect for the for phones. How popular the iPhone gaming is becoming.
Well, they are, because I mean the PlayStation Suite is coming to every single Android phone.
Is it really that popular though? All of these articles I always read about it makes it seem like, you know, guy who sits in his cubicle downloaded Solitaire and played it on his iPhone. That's not, you know, a stab at the 3DS or the NGP.
That's a different casual market, you know? Some people love playing Angry Birds.
But it's the same people who bought a Game Boy for Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah. No, right now I'm playing Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy VIII on my phone, so... You know, if they put those type of games out on...
Yeah, I mean, like, so far, like, supposedly the new iPhone is going to have a dual-core processor, which is going to be much better for gaming. And so they'll be able to do more crazier shit with...
Yeah, the PSP 2 has a quad-core processor. It's crazy what they're putting in that thing.
Yeah, so, like... Jesus. Like, it's something
but, like,
that's
it's
taken
it's
into effect.
Two different, it's two different markets, right? Because, I mean, you've got, like, the people who play Angry Birds, for example, just, like, the pick-up-and-play iPhone, iPad games, whatever, they're not really encroaching on the other systems, like the PS... Or, I'm sorry, the NGP or the 3DS.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many of these people would have been inclined to buy Angry Birds, why am I putting that down so I can start playing
Metal Gear Solid 4?
Everyone who plays video games is a potential customer for a video game console. And that is the thing that why Nintendo is winning in the home console market right now is because they picked up a new market. And the reason why the PSP will look slightly less appealing to people like that is because it offers almost nothing new from what current things can do. I mean,
whether or not it works or not, whether or not it's annoying to use, or whether or not it's a gimmick, or whether it works or not, the risk is always there. At least it's something new for now, and yeah. they're minimizing the risk by saying you can take off the 3D if you want, right? And at the very end, we still come down to this question, and so it's really on Sony's ball. Sony, even though they are a hardware company, they still have business. Like, they should be. I don't know what they're thinking of. You can't be just thinking we're going to put every bell and whistle into this thing and tell all our fans this thing is going to be worth it just because it's the most impressive technology ever.
Wait, are we talking about the 3DS or the PSP 2?
Just because you can put a blender on the damn thing does not mean it's going to, you know.
So we put 3DS, we put it locates your friends across the street or random people across the street.
I don't have anything wrong with adding those kinds of things to the NGS or the PSP 2.
NGP.
But I'm really questioning whether or not they need to really put all this on. Do we really need the touchscreen on the back of the thing?
That's always weird to me, actually.
Let me put it this way. Can they take away a couple of the things on the new, on their new system
to make it cheaper?
Would you still be happy with it? The touchscreen, I think, is a really great idea. You know, whatever, like, a lot of companies, not just video game companies, I mean, phone companies are starting to use it for their smartphones. That's a great idea. They should keep that in. But some of this other stuff, do they really necessarily need it? Does Sony need really that strong of a processor in their handheld?
Could
they really do something a little bit weaker than having PS3 graphics?
What do we see here and say that, say, 6 months from now, 7 months from now, they announce the PSP 2, and it's at $200? What's the take there, though?
Well, if they did that, then, wow, then we definitely have to...
Game over.
Reevaluate the situation. I don't think necessarily.
Then I would actually call it a really interesting race.
Yeah.
It's dependent on how well the 3D works.
Then it's close. I mean, the reason why...
I would pick up a PSP 2 at that point. Like, oh, man, $200 for that?
But it's not
offering anything new. So then it's just about the price.
The thing with the 3DS is it's nothing that's going to really change the way you play the game. It's a visual difference. That's all it
but
is.
It's actually,
visual.
But it's a,
well,
you, know,
you can't really
it's a
say
huge
that.
Visual,
I mean,
it's a
like,
huge visual it, difference. Whatever
it
you
really,
see.
It really depends on what people can figure out they can do with it, right? I mean, it's all imagination.
I mean, the thing is, though, the fact is that it's not required to make the game, though. I mean, you like with the slider on the side, if you can reduce, if people have trouble viewing in 3D or they're not comfortable with it, the company still need to make a game that can work in 2D. So then you can't really make a game that fully relies on the 3D because then you really can't sell that game to the entire audience.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the whole point is that the reason why it's much easier to be critical of Sony right now is because they are not in the lead whatsoever in the handheld market. And they're really, they sold a fair amount of systems, but not enough to make a dent in Nintendo's hold on. I mean, they control the handheld market.
Nintendo just got a really big head start.
Well, not only that, I mean, what you mean
Nintendo starting
selling...
in the 80s?
Right.
they've had that forever.
But what Nintendo is selling is also something very tangible you could explain to anybody, and they'll be amazed by it.
Right.
This is whether or not it works well. I mean, we know it works well, whether it's feasible, whether it's practical or not.
Well, you got that...
Right, so you could talk to... If you told my mom that the NGP is going to have Wi-Fi, 3G. There's a touchscreen in the front and the back of it. It has PS3 level graphics. If you were to tell her that, my mom would not give a shit. If you tell her that the 3DS can actually play something in 3D that when you look into it, it's going to, things are going to look like it's three-dimensional, like you look at a movie without having the glasses on. It's a lot easier to sell. It's something nobody has seen before other than wearing glasses and, again, having the TV set up for it. It's
well,
something...
Here's the thing for that is that you can show, like, you can visually show, like, on the internet, on the TV, whatever, the differences between the PSP and the NGP, whereas the main pull for the 3DS you cannot show unless it's in your hands, which
require
either...
Yeah, I've
got
no idea what this looks like. I mean, I've seen a shot
either
of
you,
a remake
you go out
of
and
time.
You spend the $250, or you go out to a Nintendo event, which is... You know they're doing them now, but they're.
But you know what? You're doing this. You have the same problem. You had the same problem with the Wii, also, right? How the hell do you sell something to people that where you?
No,
tell them
not
that
you
can,
by telling them that
it's show.
Implying that
you
it
can see that
movement.
Too, but people have seen 3D movies, right? By now, people have watched a 3D movie before.
Not everyone. So,
a lot of people have, though. It's becoming one of the fastest growing market. It's a very fast growing market.
I think actually that market's declining because most of recent sales of 3D movies has actually been lower than when they started initially releasing the 3D. So I think the fact that 3D movies were popular at one point, I think it's actually starting to decline. And this may be.
Oh, thank God.
Yep. 3D TV sales haven't taken off either. So I mean. They're trying
because
to
it's,
get these...
Because it's $1,000 for a fucking 3D TV.
This goes
TV
back to
and
the point that the DS does glasses-less 3D.
Yeah, that's the pull. That's the pull. That's what... It's not 3D that's the problem right now. It's the fact that it has... It's not the fact that it has 3... That's 3D. It's the fact that it's 3D without glasses. That you don't have to do... You don't have to wear something over your face for.
Yeah, but we don't even know how good it's going to be. I mean, I'm sure Nintendo's going to take the time.
No, we do. We already have an idea how good it is, right? People have already seen how this thing works. We just don't know how well it's going to be... How the public's going to accept it.
Well, I mean...
And if they're going to accept the price for it.
I think a lot of people are expecting the 3D to be, like, popping out of the screen, like... Almost total immersion, like, you know, around you, and, you know, even, like, the very stereotypical, like, ball and a paddle thing, you know, that would actually pop out at you. That's not what the 3DS does at all. What it is the 3D is basically, you're looking in, I think we discussed this before, right, it's depth. So you're looking into, like, a glass box behind
but
the 3DS
screen. It's really pointless to guess on the functionality of this right now. The whole point, I mean, to this whole argument, the whole debate... is that there's a lot of things that we've gone over that can easily be changed at the PSP to remove them.
Should we share with the listeners?
Oh, you had to. It's so good.
Look at him.
Oh, man.
Stop. How could you not make that
can't,
on?
You can't. Fuck you, Nick. We're having a discussion here, and Nick's gifting it up.
So we've got a chat going in Skype, and while Nick is not participating in the discussion, he's been typing, and so he's now sent us this GIF of Matt. And this apparently is how he feels about the PSP.
Yeah. But, I mean, the whole point is it's got a... I mean, the PSP 2 is easily...
So I think that the 3DS's problem is longevity. We don't know how long it's going to be
and
good for. We know that
possible functionality, but things that we can't tell at this point.
We know that it's initially probably going to sell really well. The question is up to the PSP2. It doesn't really. It has a lot of other stuff to it, but it's not really bringing having another analog stick. It's making it more like a console. That's great and all, but it's not really anything. It's not hugely new.
I mean, do you really think that the 3DS is actually going to sell well initially? Because at the moment, there is nothing for it. There is nothing for it, though. There are no games for it.
Yeah,
at
what's
moment.
Coming out at launch?
Right,
like,
but I think,
all of the stuff that they're showing isn't actually coming out at launch, is it?
It's launch window.
Oh, that is such
Nintendogs,
bullshit.
Nintendogs and Pilot Wings are the two first-party games, I think, that are coming on
isn't
launch
Nintendogs
day.
One of the... The highest
one of the highest selling games
that
they've
had.
They
really
though.
Brought out their A game for this launch, didn't they?
Well, they.
I think it's
going to
sell if nothing else because 3D is a gimmick right now and people are excited about it. And like Matt has been saying, it's 3D or it's glasses-less 3D.
Yeah,
I think that's why it's going to sell.
Has any of you guys actually played like games on a 3D TV?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and what do you think of it?
It's actually pretty good, but
what game did you play?
I played Black Ops.
Yeah, me too. Like we play 3D games at work all the time because we have, like, you know, 6 3D TV set up, and I hate it. It gets really hard, and you know, you sometimes get lost, you know, because the depth actually because of the depth, you're not just watching a picture, you know, you're actually moving. So it's really hard to explain, but like when I was playing with Black Ops, you know, you're aiming down your sights. So not only are you looking down the sights in the game, but because of the depth, you're actually looking down the sights of the gun. And it got really frustrating, really hard to play, and
it's really hard too to actually fire a gun. You know.
It kind of sounds like players getting used to 3D, like flat 3D. So you know, the jump from NES.
Well, you know,
I've been playing
these, you know, these games on these TVs since we've had it set up at work, which has been, you know, 3 months, 4 months. You know, we do it every single
month. How long?
Okay,
how
well,
long
we gotta take
into effect
that
you...
Black Ops wasn't made for 3D. Like it might be much different for a game that's built, like, ground up to be seen in 3D. Same thing as, like, any movie,
like
that's
Killzone.
Not, like,
oh,
when a movie's
not
post
converted
3D
movies.
But yeah, that's a fucking mistake.
No, like, you know, there's difference. You can see obvious difference between a movie that's actually filmed in 3D from aside from one that's some bullshit thrown into 3D just to catch on the phrase to make an extra few bucks.
I don't think it's. I mean, it's not. Whether or not it's good or not is a different issue altogether. Whether or not people get used to it or not, it's not really the issue right now, right? It's whether or not. Right now, it's what you're selling in the initial sales.
Yeah.
What you're trying to sell is something. It's easier to sell something that's brand new versus something that's, I don't know,
a slight
upgrade. And even the graphics. I don't know how. It may look a whole lot better, but I don't. I still don't really see that as the big turning point of me wanting to buy this thing. Like, I would rather, again, if I had a choice of buying a PSP 2 or something else. Not even the 3DS, you know, an iPod Touch. I would probably pick up the iPod Touch over the 3DS or over the PSP 2. I just don't have.
You're not really the market that Sony is trying to capture. Then
what market is Sony trying to capture?
Not the.
I think the people
the,
who want portable consoles.
Anybody who's looking for something beyond.
Do you mean the current
Nintendo's
the current,
Trinity?
The people who have
PSPs
already.
Yeah, that's
wait.
Isn't
no,
that sort of
I'm not saying. I'm not
how
saying.
How do you transfer your games? That I hate that. Like the.
Oh, there's no backwards compatibility to old PSP games either. So shooting yourself in the foot right there.
Like I hated that fact about the PSP Go, and like now they made that again. Like, come on! I thought you would learn from that.
No. They don't. Sony just doesn't care. They just whatever. Well, yeah, it looks nice, right, guys? We're Sony.
I mean, is there a way...
Well,
so
would you rather
you
that they put in the function to play UMDs and make it cost more?
No, I'm saying, is there a way, like if you have bought your UMD game already, that you can download it if it's up on the PlayStation Network?
They were doing something for a little while where you actually can send in the game and they would give
they
you
said
the
they were going
download
to do it.
Code.
I don't think they ever actually did it.
They did it for a little while, but they kind of stopped doing
that. That's stupid. I don't want to do that.
But
I'm not going to send in
my game
for that.
You can't really just stop them from... doing it.
I don't understand why you can't just if you're gonna go completely to not having a system that plays UMDs, you at least have some way I can play my old games that some people do like to play sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I don't want to own 4 copies of Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Actually, I would. I have 8 copies of Ocarina of Time.
But you see my point, right? If I have I understand if you have it for PlayStation. And you want to get for 360, but if you have a PlayStation and a PlayStation 3 and you already own the game, I don't fucking want to buy it again. And then again.
Okay, well then here's a question, because I know the answer for Angel. Why are you getting the 3DS?
Oh, I'm not getting a 3DS yet.
But
eventually when the 3DS I comes out, I will be getting it only because... No, there's only one reason, and that's the only reason why I have any Nintendo system nowadays. It's because... any chance to get a Zelda game.
Okay.
That's the only reason
you.
I would pay
that's
that
what
for.
I was looking for.
I love my Zelda games.
Yeah, but it's not just
so,
Ocarina
I mean,
of Time. It's another... The new
Zelda
game.
Yeah, another, the new
Zelda.
Like, Of course, it Ocarina of Time sweetened the deal, but like...
When that eventually comes out, though.
Yeah, when the new one eventually comes out for the 3DS, which would probably be really interesting, and I'll get that one, too. And those will be the only two games I have for my 3DS.
Right.
The two games I have for my Wii.
Yeah, same in, and the only two games I have for my Wii.
Yeah.
Alright, well, what do you guys say that we move on to next-gen consoles?
We are done. We have to save next-gen consoles for another podcast.
I say that this is going...
Are we talking about next-gen consoles the whole time? Or are you guys talking about next-gen consoles?
We're talking about the next-gen handhelds. We've already gone almost an hour and 20 minutes. There's no way we have time for next-gen consoles. That will take another hour
and 20 minutes. Well, I mean, we can use pretty much like a lot of the stuff we've been saying for that same discussion.
This will be the last.
If I'm going to buy any kind of machine that I can hold in my hand for $250, it's going to be, let's face it, the Avatar Fleshlight. That's what I'm
going to buy. I knew you.
Yes!
I'm so glad you said that, because I was going to say it if you didn't. Yeah. Guys, really, this ain't Avatar XXX.
Exactly.
There's no better 3D experience out there. Ask your mom. Ask your mom. Say, you know, I mowed the lawn.
It's got references to James Cameron. Right? It gets me
Hold
off.
Hold on.
And it comes with a movie. I mean, what more do you want?
Wait, does it come with a movie?
You
come
with
the movie.
With a movie.
Does
for
it
like
come with
a
movie on Blu-ray?
Does it come with a 3D HD TV?
It does. And
all your
more.
3D pornography
Does it
needs.
Come with a Navi?
Hey,
or a woman
listen.
Dressed in blue?
And it's delivered, it's delivered to your house on one of those dragon things.
I believe they're called
in its little like tethered tentacle thing. Then you know it's yours.
God, that movie was so.
I'm gonna make this call right now, but I believe this is going to be the last generation of handheld consoles, handheld portables.
Really?
No. Yes. I think we're gonna get to the point in 2 to 3 years where everybody's just going to be playing games on their cell phones, and that is going to be the where they're going to get their, you know, their portability games from.
No,
I think more towards something like the PSP2 that you buy like kind of like as a console, has like a dock that you can hook up to your TV and then take the PSP2 with you.
I could see something.
No,
like that.
I see more of going as
a chip getting implanted into your head where
the main thing that like cell phones gaming don't have is getting bigger, but you to have like the kind of complexity of the games that people are going to be used to or want to play on the go. I mean, you know, you don't have a stick on your phone. You don't have buttons on a lot of them these days.
I think you're going to be seeing more of those games coming out, though. I think you're going to be seeing, especially with the PlayStation Suite on Androids, I think you're going to be seeing cell phone manufacturers coming out with phones that have like a pull-out, you know, controller, basically like the, you know, the PSP Go, but with a phone. You know, I think you're going to be seeing that more from manufacturers, especially with the PlayStation Suite coming to Android.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems awfully...
That seems very complicated and very expensive for hardware manufacturers, and...
And it seems very unnecessary. Because most people with a phone, they're not fucking playing Killzone.
Yeah.
Right.
They're playing, like...
It's a different
hell,
market.
Angry.
Yeah, they'll be playing Call of Duty, most of them.
And also, like...
But
it's also... Okay,
I'll be playing Hot or Not, is what I'll be playing.
So, what is it? 7 hours? The new PSP is going to have, what, 7 hours at least?
4 to 6 hours.
4 to 6 hours.
Well, how much is 3DS? The same thing, right?
Yeah, but 3 to 5. Think about it for a phone. Think about it for an MP3 player or for a phone. If your phone dies in 6 hours, what the fuck are you going to do?
You pop in the
other
battery.
Well, I mean, as we go on, the technology
I don't know. I've got a Droid X. I
deal
with that every
battery
day.
Life.
Yeah, no, my phone, I have to balance between gaming and charging every 5 hours.
I have a Droid X, and my phone lasts me like 11, 12 hours.
I'm
Maybe you don't watch as much porn,
lot.
Then.
But I had that problem when I was using an iPhone, where if I were watching a movie or listening to music and stuff, I would kill my phone.
Is there a Fleshlight attachment for phones?
Yeah, Bluetooth. Like,
they should make one.
So you could like, I don't know, like you.
I think
use
I remember
a
seeing a vibrator that plugged into an iPod and it would go.
Okay,
with,
but
like, the bass.
Okay, I
to
don't want
to
stick anything inside me. I want to stick me inside things.
So you get you know what you do? You get a Pi and you glue your phone onto the Pi.
There you go.
And you just leave it on vibrate.
Just get like a big subwoofer. And
there
put
you
it
go.
On top of that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think
I think the reason why people aren't playing games like Killzone on their phone right now is just because at the moment their phones can't do that.
Who the fuck has time to play Killzone on their phone?
Oh yeah, you can. I mean, look, jumping on a match for like 10 minutes and then you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're on the fucking crapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hell yeah, man! I have some 10 minute dumps.
Who the fuck has time to do this?
Okay, guys, NGP is going to be a flop. 3DS flop. Everyone in the future will just be playing on their cell phones, and can just text me if you want to know more. Sext.
Hot or not?
Sext. Yeah, it all comes back to hotornot.com. If you see my pic, rate it.
Sext.
Hot.
Okay.
And then face rated.
Text me your friend codes.
But we do have an email.
Oh. We do.
Oh shit.
From our super fan Noah Harned. He says, Superfan message. Hello, Adam, Matt, and others. Again, you have been Sorel X Nord by the many listeners of this podcast. And I am here to ask you more questions. First thing that really bugs me is almost everyone who sends you an email can't spell worth crap. And they won't even use spell check. Does anyone learn at school anymore?
No. Nope.
Also, I was surfing the web, and I learned that Rockstar Games is making another game called L.A. Noire. If you haven't heard, seen the trailer, and he gives a link.
I like to just imagine him just roaming the web and just, ooh, wait, what is this? Rockstar Games making a, what?
He's got his surfboard and everything, and he's just found a really big web wave, and he surfed it and crashed into L.A. Noire.
Wow.
It's about a detective slash cop from the 1950s who is hunting down a serial killer. I've been waiting for a game with this environment. Like Heavy Rain. You play as a detective, but would it be awesome to play as a serial... It would be awesome to play as a serial killer.
Wait, Heavy Rain was in the 50s?
Totally. Oh. No. And I have a question for each of you. What game have you played the most besides The Legend of Zelda in the past 10 years? And how many times have you played that game through? Thanks, your superfan, Noah. P.S. Thanks for the compliments on episode 45, and then he sends us another short email. Ha ha! I shouldn't be talking, I misspell some words. But it still bugs me, and when I do it, I get disappointed in myself. The hell is a Sorel? Sounds like a drug medicine. Replace Sorel X Nord with Abandon. It sounds better. Sorry.
Okay, Noah Harned, you're forgiven, since you are our super fan.
You know the reason why people can't spell? Because they use spell check.
Actually, you know the reason why people can't spell is because nobody could ever spell. They're all dumb. The majority of people that exist on this earth are stupid. Noah Harned, I'm sorry, you're 12 years old. I'm going to give you a free pass for now. The day you turn 18, I will treat you like a man. I will fuck you like a man.
I think the problem is that we went from trying to get him a blowjob.
Too far.
Okay, so Alex, what game have you played the most?
Start
in the past
with somebody
10 years?
Else. I'm fucking masturbating right now.
Matt,
okay, are we talking about like one single game that we've played the most or like playthroughs the most?
Yeah,
like, start to
I
finish?
Think we did single player, multiplayer, hours, and playthroughs. I believe last time.
Yeah,
I say like I said, Oblivion. It's my longest time I put into a game. Most times through is Ratchet & Clank number 2. I forgot what it's called. Going Commando, I think. And Nick says Shrek the iPhone game is his most played game. And also, hold on, Nick also says that No Hardened likes Black Eyed Peas. What a dick. I learned it on Facebook. Tell him the Black Eyed Peas suck. Tell him.
We told him. And now he doesn't want us to tell him. It's too late, Nick.
He's and now he
told.
Just gave a Luke Skywalker no.
No.
Just kidding. Nick takes it all back.
But he really doesn't.
We're jokers around
you're
here.
You're the opposite of a dick. You're a big pussy.
Okay. Moving on. Alex, are you done with your deeds now?
Sure. Why
can
not?
You can you share with us your games?
Semen. Okay. Free Space 2.
Uh huh. Is the one you've played the most?
It's a single player I play them. Aside from like Link to the Past or Super Metroid, I played that by far the most. Probably I played through the campaign the most. Mm-hmm. And then online I played it quite a bit when I was a kid. So, there you go.
Cool.
That's an answer.
Angel, how about you?
Beaten, like, straight, like, how many times I've beaten the game, Shadow of the Colossus. Mm-hmm. I think I beat, like, 6 or 7 times, I forget what the number was. No, like 4 or 5 times. And,
No, 1 or 2 times.
Yeah,
I played it.
No big deal.
Modern Warfare 2 is what I've put too many hours into as multiplayer.
How many days?
I think it was like, I was up to like 27 days. It was...
Awesome.
Pretty bad. And then single player... I forget. I mean, I put a lot of hours into Final Fantasy, like, 10, 13, and, like, Dragon Age, like, Origins. Like, I put a lot, like, an obscene amount of hours into that.
All right, Josh, how about you?
Let's see. The game I've played the longest was Final Fantasy X. Mm-hmm. I think I, like, camped out for a week straight on my couch playing that game. And then the game I've played through the most would be Grand Theft Auto Vice City. But I think it's more because I like the 80s music than the game.
Yes.
So yes. The soundtrack is really good in that game. So that's probably why I've played it over and over and over again.
Were you just like driving around just listening to the music the whole time?
Basically.
Like driving around and beating
running over people, you know, like hitting cops and listening to 80s music.
There's nothing better than killing
Exactly.
to Billie Jean. It's just the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess multiplayer would be, I don't know, Halo Online? I don't know.
Okay. Will?
I guess the cheating answer is Warcraft. But
of course.
I guess, other than that, multiplayer... I'm trying to decide between StarCraft and I guess actually just StarCraft.
Are you as good as the Koreans?
No, I don't really remember the last time I won a serious game. I'm terrible. Single player, I don't know, probably one of the Grand Theft Autos. Mm. Also probably Vice City. And
'cause it's awesome.
Playthroughs, like, start to finish. I guess it would have to be Eternal Darkness, which doesn't take that long.
I think you named way too many games.
But I beat it, like, 4 times.
What's a board game you've played the most through? I really like Don't Wake Daddy.
Mousetrap.
Dave, I'm guessing you just spent a lot of time in the PlayStation UI admiring... their handiwork, just the great designs.
I mean, I don't know how much time he has for games when he's sucking Sony's cock.
Oh,
they put a second. No, Sony put a second controller down there, and
I'm just kidding.
You got to touch their butthole is touch sensitive now.
All right, so Dave. For realsies.
Probably, let's see, start to finish is one single game. I'd probably say Oblivion. Probably put like 100, 150 hours into that. Many times over altogether, I'd probably say Chrono Trigger. I probably played that 5, 6 times. And that's like a 30, 40 hour game, so. Multiplayer, I don't want to cop out and say WoW, because a lot of times I would just sit there on the computer with it open. So that doesn't really count, you know. Probably say
with people.
I'd say Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, wait! I have a different answer for me.
Can I go back?
can I go back? Is it too late?
I don't think Noah. That train has sailed. You should ask Noah to email right
it's
now.
Too late.
Okay.
Adam.
Yes.
Brawl, right?
So.
Brawl.
Yes. Multi. No, actually, no. Melee.
Melee, yeah.
Without Brawl for multiplayer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know, that's,
yeah, that's
over 1,000 hours, if I remember correctly.
Sweet mother of Christ.
I know.
There is you yell at me for wasting time on WoW.
Single player, I think the most times I've beaten is Shadow of the Colossus, aside from Wind Waker and Ocarina of Time. The most I've spent time on is one of the Pokemons, I'm sure. I don't know which one wins in terms of hours. And yeah, that's it
Pokemon
for me.
Sexicute.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to say time spent total is probably Pokemon Blue.
Oh, yeah. No, he said within the last
in the past
10 years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
Past 10 years?
Well, it counts. Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. It counts. It came out
okay, we're done. We're done with this.
Yeah, we're done.
Wait, okay. I just want to say probably most times being Ikaruga.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's an arcade game, though, so you can't really
hey,
count.
Hey, shut the fuck up!
It's a hard arcade game.
Fuck
oh,
it's
no,
impressive.
What? I changed mine. Scott Pilgrim is the one I've beaten the most.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You've beaten off to the most?
No, totally.
You've beaten off to Scott Pilgrim himself?
Both.
Guys.
B-O-A-F, both.
Matt.
I just want to answer Noah's other question. I'm excited for LA Noire. I think it looks good.
Yeah, definitely. You should look up, there's a developer's blog that talks about the technology behind it.
I saw that. It looks awesome.
The facial animations. You should look that up. It's really cool.
And Black Eyed Peas are doing the soundtrack.
Are you as excited as Rick James
Let's get
was for
retarded.
Eddie Murphy?
For what?
Are you as excited as Rick James was for Eddie Murphy?
Oh, totally.
A little, yeah. I mean, there was definitely some sex and stuff going on there. It's like some boners. Boners popped in the studio.
Bonerific.
You can hear it if you listen close enough on the in the recordings.
All right, guys. Let's finish this.
WTpodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Email all your questions.
Is.
Which is going to be better, PSP2, DS3,
or your phone?
Or your iPhone.
Or Avatar Fleshlight.
Or if you're one of those idiots who uses an Android.
Or if you're Palm Pre 2.
Or Palm OS.
Yeah. So we still need people to sign up for the Brawl tournament. So... Go to our boards and do that so we can have people to play. tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com takes you to the same place. Matt said email is wtpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, ZoldoWTPodcast, and become a fan on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And please give us a million, billion, bazillion, I don't know, some other big numbers, amount of stars on iTunes because we're awesome. And that's it. Thank you, guys.
Good night.
This is fun.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Dave,
tomorrow.
Will,
Sweet
Angel,
dreams,
Josh, Matt,
children.
Alex. I am Adam, and we'll see you next time.
And Nick. Bye. And Nick.
All right, it's going.
In action.
Hey.
I gotta go.
Guys, I just, last night I had a wet dream about heavy rain.
Yeah.
Ethan is pretty sexy.
Now I have heavy stains.
I like that. That's pretty good.
I get it.
No, like my semen stained, like my pants in the surrounding areas.
I missed you guys. This is great.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure if it was like just raining outside and like you're sleeping in a tent or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm Just as a good mental image. My semen does leave a dark stain. a dark brown crust.
You're either a programmer or a user, and depending on which one, it determines whether or not you're a second-class citizen.
Which one gets to bang Olivia Wilde?
User.
I'll be a user, please.
Twice over.
An ISO.
ISO. Yeah, yeah, I like how they went out of their way to be like, no, she's not a real program. She's like a digital life form, so it's not really creepy when he looks like he wants to bone her.
She's Olivia Wilde.sex. Oh, shit.
How do you execute that program?
First you unzip it.
You sexecute it.
Unzip and sexecute.
Oh, man. That is too good.